This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Popular Northeast Ohio soul band Wesley Bright and the Honeytones is saying goodbye for now. The group is leaving the stage to focus on the studio. For this week's Shuffle, I talked with Wesley Bright before his final show this weekend. For most of the last decade, Wesley Bright has thrived on the energy of a crowd, dressed in a suit, dancing, smiling, and stomping around on the stage.
Tell me, what you really mean?
His smooth, soulful voice is backed by a half dozen musicians. First, the Highlights, and for the past few years, the Honeytones. It's a fitting name for the performer, who's also a beekeeper. As his business, Akron Honey Company, has grown, so has his family. Sitting in his living room, his youngest daughter rushes over during our talk to give him a Valentine she made.
Oh, see, like I've missed, you know, out there hustling, you miss a lot. It's here. You know, I got a young family, you know, 11-year-old, 7-year-old, 1-year-old, 2 on the way, you know, like it's a young family, and they hate when I leave, and it's afforded us really cool things, but, you know, I'm really excited to just, like, not have to go to rehearsal and not have to like cut out of town. Like my vacations for the last 8 years, like my vacations I've taken from work have been just to go on tour.
Bright is going to stop performing to spend more time with his family, his business, and his music. Last year, Wesley Bright and the Honeytones signed with Coal Mine Records near Cincinnati. They released 2 singles, including Happiness, late last year.
Coal Mine's our family. That's like the family label. It's down in Loveland. And let me tell you, everything is perfect in Loveland.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. If it's raining outside in Ohio, it's like sunny in Loveland. You walk across the street, all the cars stop for you. The relationship we have with them is real special because you don't get a record label with people who you can trust. You know how it was with the Highlights many years ago. Like, we were all we were doing was playing live. We only released like 1 piece of music. I mean, barely anything, you know. So, you know, we saw this opportunity in Coal Mine, like, can turn that around and flip that around. Because when you start recording music, then we're living in a digital age. So we can take that and spew it out to the world in the right, during the, you know, using the right channels, and get to more people than we could ever do, like, playing live.
Bright says he plans to spend more time recording.
We'll probably look like we're recording in May again at Coal Mine. So now, you know, we've got some songs that are in the mix, but, you know, you just won't see us out like you have.
Do you hear from your fans that they're going to be really sad without you performing around here for a while?
That's going to be a part I'm going to really miss. It's just, I've been performing in the most raw way over the last 8 years. I've never had the chance to like get singing lessons or anything. I've never had a chance to like get like performance lessons. It's just like I'm doing what I'm doing because people are there. I'm going to come back, you know. It's going to happen, but it's just, you know, not going to be for a while. But when I do come back, it's going to feel really good. I mean, that's my home. It's being in front of people.
Wesley Bright and the Honeytones have 2 final performances this Saturday night at Blue Jazz Akron. You can find links and more at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene. Thursdays on Morning Edition.
Well, I've been dreaming for a night or 2 about your lips and your eyes so blue. Thoughts like this cause my heart to break. And I got a feeling I just can't shake. I'm not saying I'm a perfect man.